what you watching Wednesday. You know, I remember being a younger person, like 15 years old, and there were only like 30 channels to choose from. And it's like, there's nothing on. But now with streaming platforms and everything like that, people still say there's nothing to watch.
Yeah.
So that's why we do what you watching Wednesday.
Give you a new show recommendation. We got a text from Joe that just said series to watch, Apple TV's Silo.
Craig says Silo is amazing.
Good.
So Craig likes it.
There we go. The synopsis on Rotten Tomatoes is, in a ruined and toxic future, a community exists in a giant underground silo that plunges hundreds of stories deep. There, people live in a society full of regulations they believe are meant to protect them.
So this sounds like the farm version of Lost to me.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Like if Lost took place on a farm instead of a, you know, abandoned island or something like that. I don't know. Anderson gave it 5 stars. I've never seen anything like it, so maybe it's not like Lost. It keeps us interested scene by scene. The photography, music, and cast, it's just perfect. Watch it now.
Wow. Well, Chaz only gave it 2.5 stars. He says, the setting is very interesting, but I'm having trouble believing things that happen. Of course, you want to suspend your disbelief when you're watching sci-fi, but some of the writing and plot and dialogue just seem lazy.
Justin gave it 4 stars, saying dips in the middle of the series. Very cool concept, though. Worth sticking with it. Never read the book, so I can't speak to faithfulness, but definitely a cool show. So I guess it was a book first.
Seems like we've been getting a lot of those recently. I wonder if streaming shows are looking to books like, hey, give us some ideas.
Yeah, we need something. We're running out here.
The tomato meter is 88%. But the audience score only 63%.
That's tough. That's tough whenever the tomato meter is that much farther ahead.
Yeah, like what do the critics really think?
Exactly.